time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. Make every race this spring carnival even more exciting with Ladbrokes. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave.
How are you, Mickey?
It's good to be back. We will bring you up to speed with a little COVID scare here in the building, which has upset the apple cart for the last couple of days. But we're all back in spirit, at least, if not inside the actual building. But damn it, our instinct to entertain is just too strong.
Can't wait.
So we'll have an update on that front in just a moment, as well as an all-round COVID update. Things are open again in Sydney. We'll check in on that lot. Melbourne Cup's got people back. Mm. Scott Morrison's in trouble. All that and more coming up very shortly. Nerd alert, Dave.
Oh, go on. What's happening there?
Well, what isn't happening? Lego's largest ever set has been built. You won't believe it.
All right.
And some revealing news about Prince Charles Aston Martin.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Hey, our guests include Denise Scott and Paul Kaleja. Haven't spoken to in a while. Lots of ground to cover there. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. The world's coolest suburb. Is it yours? Why? Let us know. 133353. New list out. Aussie suburbs are in it.
Get involved.
This is Molloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is,
how dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Molloy's
Apocalypse Watch.
And it's a little close to home today, guys. Mm. Obviously, the House of M's and Sister Station Hit FM were evacuated. A positive COVID test inside the building. And Dave, for you, a positive herpes test.
Yeah? How very dare you? That is
that's
not
true.
My wife and kids listen to this show, and kids, that's not true. Thank you. No, no. But yes, isolating. Yeah. No, 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 no.
So we're all told not to come into the
that's
building.
Right.
So apologies for not being able to do this program for the last couple of days, which is our great joy, and we've enjoyed doing it, especially during COVID times, with people. Obviously, needing a laugh or some kind of distraction.
We couldn't get back in the building, though. That was the thing.
Couldn't get back in the building. I'm now at a secret location, what's usually regarded or called a witness protection scheme. I've been here before, but at this stage, I am broadcasting from.
I can see you on the camera, and you do look like you're in some sort of, I don't know, is it like a basement or something, or a lot of concrete walls?
It's more a kind of Unabomber shed. It's like, if I was going to run a manifesto, I would probably do it right here.
Yes. Oh,
and don't worry, I'm about six chapters.
All right, okay.
It's not going well for everyone, especially those who work at a post office. But anyway.
Geez, that's taken a
turn. It sounded mildly threatening, didn't it?
I know. Jesus.
But there is still other COVID news to cover. Congratulations to New South Wales and Sydney.
You did it. Well done.
For getting through Freedom Day out and about. Dave, what's the first thing you would do if you had been locked down for so long, and you were out, it's midnight, you want to go somewhere, you want to do something, what would you do?
It'd be the pub. It'd be the hotel. It'd be go grab a beer with a mate at a hotel.
What about queuing to get into Kmart?
Right. I know it's a thing. My wife's
That's women who are really desperate to shop.
Yeah.
Really want to shop. Give me the brochure.
My wife's on the Facebook group, the Kmart Mums of Australia. So there's
And what's the fascination?
Thousands of members on it. They get there and they talk about all the items that are on sale this week, and people put pictures of their design of the different things they buy from Kmart. Liz is going, oh, I really like that cane basket there this week. Of course, we're not able to get one into our Kmart at the moment, so she's going to have to wait a couple of weeks. But Kmart Mums of Australia, it's huge on Facebook.
And meanwhile, you're waiting for it to strike midnight to walk into Sexyland. Because that's where you do most of your shopping, or at least online for the last month or so. Again, hi, kids. So that's like waiting up till midnight to shop at Kmart is still a step beyond me.
Kmart is such a big thing for families.
I understand, but it's just not my thing. Release of a Harry Potter book, yes. To buy some pants at Kmart, no.
Yep.
Mind you, to buy four schooners and sit at a table. Yes. Heavy time of the day. Great news. The Melbourne Cup will go ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
10,000 punters available next month. I think Melbourne needs to get his mojo back. We need to see people up and about. Be nice to be able to go visit your family as well at some stage.
Sure.
Things like that.
No, we'll be
I'm
good.
Looking forward to fashions on the field. There's going to be the latest in mask wear. It really will be.
And hopefully the girls get to get their hair done as well because, you know, they haven't had their hair done for a long time.
You can't get to a hairdresser. So the roots are really sharp. You can't open up for the Melbourne Cup without opening the hairdressers, you idiot.
Exactly.
That is. Horses wearing blinkers, patrons wearing masks. That's how it's going to go. What about our beloved leader, Scott Morrison, who I'd like to point out, it's all his fault, by the way. All these lockdowns are his fault for not doing his job properly.
It's slow on the uptake.
Get us to the front of the queue. Remember that?
I do.
Front of the queue. It's not a race.
Eagle has landed.
world's best practice. Gold standard. in the meantime, we're all still sitting at home waiting to get a green light because of him and his government's ineptitude in a health crisis. We like to blame the states because it's easy targets, but it's not. The vaccine rollout, which is the way out, was not their fault.
No, that's
not
right.
Their department.
No.
Everything else you can quibble about,
but that's right.
Why we're here.
Number one.
The only person who doesn't seem to be locked down is Scott Morrison himself, who's quarantining, but is outdoor poking around with a barbecue without any mask on. So what's he cooking, Dave?
So it's day 13 of his quarantine here. It's your Saturday night curry night, according to ScoMo, which we like to think as a...
a curry for the country. I love it.
A curry for the country. Thank you, Michaela. Chicken, eggplant and saag curry, I believe, is on the menu there. And it looks like a very tidy stainless steel barbecue there at the lodge. But
He's outdoors. He's not wearing a mask. He's quarantining.
Unmasked quarantining with the saag curry. Yeah.
That's not okay.
You're not happy with that?
No.
You think you should?
You know what I would be happy?
What?
If he was knocking himself up a bat soup. I would allow that.
Chuck that on the barbecue. I'm a very simple man when it comes to a barbecue. I'm just a couple of sausages and chops, let alone bloody a saag curry.
But do you get this guy, who's like thinks he's savvy in marketing, and probably is. He's handy with the...
Oh, yeah. That was the reason why he's Prime Minister.
With the slogan and the dropping phrases. Yeah. But for someone, how can you be that tone deaf if you're in marketing? It's like we're being busted in a Hawaiian shirt in Hawaii when the bushfires
happen. Yeah.
While we're all locked down, post a photo of yourself outdoors poking around the great Aussie institution, the barbecue, with no mask on.
No.
That won't upset the locals.
Yeah. Tone deaf on that one, Skirmer. Although I am a bit hungry, I wouldn't mind.
A curry for the country, I love it.
My tummy's rumbling right now just thinking about it, Michaela.
All right, hey, when we come back.
Yes.
We're going to get to this shortly, but there's Australian suburbs have been named the coolest in the world. We want to know why yours, the suburb you live in, should be named the coolest in the world. We'll get to that shortly.
All right, have a think about it. 1-triple-353.
Driving you home, this is Malloy.
Malloy's Entertainment Report.
Coming up shortly, coolest suburbs in Australia. Yep. Name your suburb, tell us why it's the coolest. 1-triple-353. In the meantime, some girls were out and about behaving badly on the talk shows over the weekend. I'm talking about Madonna and Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
Both being amusing in their own right and both shocking hosts of their particular shows. Let's start with Madonna. Was it Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Fallon it was.
Pardon me. Where she basically, threatened to drop the strides and moon the audience.
Old-fashioned moon.
At one point climbed onto the desk. Here's how Jimmy Fallon coped with the mooning Madonna.
Artists are here to disturb the peace. And so I hope that I have disturbed not only your peace this afternoon, but...
you always disturb my peace. Yeah. No. Why would you... Stop it. Oh, my heavens. Stop it. I don't know what to do. Stop it right now. Absolutely.
I can't see anything.
Stop. Sorry.
Disturbing the peace, there she is, Madonna on Jimmy Fallon.
Is that something we want to see? I mean, she is getting on in age, do you know she still wears that metallic bra?
Does she?
But it just hangs down a lot lower.
The cones, heading south.
The metallic cone-shaped bra, just at kind of National Geographic as we speak.
Madonna's 63, is that true? Oh, my God. Well, good on her. Well done.
She apparently is a devotee of yoga and still has...
She's got a great body, my daughter. Well done. That's amazing.
Well, she does, but she's starting to look a bit like a Steggles chicken when she gets into the jumps. You know, gets into the leotards.
Okay, yep.
Come on. Here comes the
happy to get the kid off, though, that's for sure.
She doesn't mind it at all. Who was her husband? Who's the husband who makes the films?
Who was that, Whitney? Who's Madonna's husband? Sean Penn.
No, but a good one. It was one of his husbands. You know, the film director.
Guy Ritchie?
Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
He said, sleeping with Madonna is like cuddling gristle. I swear to God, that's a code. I'm not making that up. Because she's so hard and fit. And,
yeah, of course, muscly.
What did my ex-girlfriend say?
What?
Sleeping with Madonna is like cuddling a big, fat idiot.
I think that was donut.
I may be paraphrasing.
Yeah, okay.
So Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian West, does she still keep the name?
I don't know. Think she might be dropping the West now. She's separated, divorced from...
Was the host of Saturday Night Live
and
turned heads and eyebrows and everything else in her opening monologue, which was pretty bloody funny. Let's have a listen.
I'm excited to be here tonight to show you guys that I'm so much more than that reference photo my sister showed their plastic surgeons. I know it's sort of weird to remember the first black person you met, but OJ does leave a mark. Or several. Or none at all. I still don't know. I've been very blessed in this life, and I'm grateful for everything. I mean, I married the best rapper of all time. Not only that, he's the richest black man in America. A talented, legit genius who gave me 4 incredible kids. So, when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing. His personality.
That's not bad.
Wow.
Not bad. Falling off.
Cop that. Yeah. A bit of a whooshka there. Not to worry. Hey, when we come back, it's time for the coolest suburbs in Australia. 133353, where do you live? Why is your suburb the coolest?
Get involved.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
With Denise Scott, who's going to join us in the second hour. Paul Kalesia, friend of the show, he's coming up soon as well. Mick Malloy on Triple M.
Hey, a Time Out released an article naming the 49 coolest neighbourhoods in the world, and great news for people who live in New South Wales and Victoria, two states that have done it tough, probably tougher than anyone else during these COVID times, and they have suburbs in the top 10 and top 20.
Worldwide.
So Copenhagen, which is apparently a beautiful town, is one. Narrebro.
Oh, yes.
Andersonville, Chicago, looks hot. Leith in Edinburgh, my God. How times change. When I went to the Edinburgh Festival in 96, you were told, do not go to Leith.
Oh, no kidding.
There's something called Leith Walk.
Righto.
And if you went down there, and I went, I'm going to have a look. Anyway, it was pretty ripe, and I remember going to a pub that was so dangerous, it had a temporary police station set up directly opposite it. I said, how long has this been? It's just temporary, so we monitor this particular...
Nothing good's coming out of that pub, that's for sure.
We got to another intersection, and this is in Leith. I can't believe this.
Yeah, number 4.
And in Leith, we went to two... There were two pubs, one opposite each other, and we're going, oh, they both look pretty dodgy. Mm. Why don't we go into this one? Mm. So we go into one and we go, well, we've made the wrong decision.
Right.
It was horrific. It was dangerous. Mm. I think there was a stabbing while we were there. There was some really skanky adult entertainment going on. And we go, we've made the wrong call. Let's go across the road. And as we looked out the window, we saw 5 police cars and a guy thrown out through the glass. And we went, oh, well, we might stay here for a bit.
It's like a Western all of a sudden in the middle of Leith.
It was like being in a Western. Yeah, so good to see they've come a long way.
Number 4 on the
list. Chelsea, New York. We know all that.
Yeah.
But coming in at number 10,
yeah,
my suburb, Richmond, Melbourne.
Oh,
I'm sure
well
I had
done.
A lot to do with it.
Well done, Richmond. Oh, you've got a lot to do with it, do you?
Well, I mean, I am. There's a statue of me.
Is there?
Well, there should be. It's like David, but with a bigger wing. There's a statue of Molly.
Yeah,
Molly
of course. Yeah, he lives in that neighbourhood.
And his
doesn't
dog, because
he?
Yeah, he's colourful. Look, what is not to love about this suburb, which has 9 pubs, all walking distance to my house?
Mm.
The MCG, which is a 10-minute walk.
Yes.
About 20 minutes back. After you've had a couple. I had an office above a pub, which I had to get rid of because, let's be honest, I was spending too much time working back late at the office. And my favourite Greek restaurant in the world, Dimitri's Feast.
Oh, Jimmy. Yeah.
On Swan Street, And right next to that, right next to it, is a souvlaki bar. So if I go to Jimmy's for dinner and hang around long enough, I just get the souvlaki on the way home.
Take a little traveller with you.
It's your back one-stop home. Shop.
It is a great suburb. It was a working-class suburb back in the early days of Melbourne too, wasn't it? Like, it was originally,
and now it's tapped in
Richmond.
It's a really beautiful inner-city suburb that's close to the MCG, the tennis centre, Amy Stadium. On any given night, you've got soccer fans, footy fans, Taylor Swift fans, Foo Fighter fans, all flooding through, grabbing something to eat or a drink and moving on.
Well,
Corner Hotel, best hotel in the world for live local music. Coming in at number 2019, Surry Hills in Sydney.
Surry Hills,
what a fantastic place that is. Some of the best restaurants of eating I've ever had. And good grassroots culture floating around.
Sorry,
1-3-5-3. What suburb is yours, and why is it the coolest to live in? Andrew's on the line. Andrew, suburb, please.
Parramatta.
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 You're going to have to mount.
Parramatta.
You're going to have to mount a good case here.
Yeah.
And what is it about this particular place?
It's got everything. We've got a new footy stadium.
Yep.
We're getting a new aquatic centre.
Okay.
It's basically 24 hours a day now since everything's
back. Do you swim in the Parramatta River?
Yes, I love my Parramatta River.
You do?
I'm not allowed to swim in there, but I do.
Yeah, but you love it. How long have you lived there?
26 years.
Well done.
I don't know. Since 95. I don't know how long that is.
The dream. 94. You're living the dream.
Yeah,
good on you, Andy. Yep. Thanks for the call. Kerry's on the line. Kerry, suburb, please.
I live at Lake Macquarie.
Beautiful.
South Macquarie. Wales, yes, Lake Macquarie,
near Port Macquarie? Near Port Macquarie?
No, at Newcastle.
Hey, settle down. Don't you dare get angry with me.
Lake Macquarie is beautiful.
Lake Macquarie, I reckon Newcastle is the most underrated place
in
Australia by a mile. That place is drop-dead gorgeous and some of the best beaches I've ever seen. So tell us about Lake Macquarie.
Yeah.
Well, the lakes are sensational. You can go for a swim, go on a jet ski, go on your boat. When you've had enough of that, it's about half an hour drive to the Hunter, to the best wineries and vineyards and restaurants.
Kerry's all on board.
And the good thing about Lake Macquarie too is it's great to dispose of a weapon you've used in a crime or something. You just throw it off, off the bridge, dump a body.
You know about that too,
Dump a body, get rid of a stolen car. All that kind of stuff that separates Lake Macquarie from the rest. Duco, Dave.
You've got yourself $100 from Grilled. We've got the burgers there. They've got the amazing. So have dinner on us.
Thank
get some
you.
Chips as well. Well done there,
Thank
Kerry.
You.
You got it.
Thank
right.
you.
Welcome.
You get the idea. We've got more calls to get through. Tell us why suburbs should be on the coolest list in the world. 1-3-3-5-3.
It is Molloy all around Australia. Wherever you are in Australia, dob in your suburb. Let us know how great it is. It's Molloy on Triple M.
The program, Toots. This is Molloy.
Talking about cool neighbourhoods here. Lots of calls, lots of people getting us on the socials as well because your suburb of Richmond, Mickey, has been voted number 10 worldwide. It's the coolest suburb. It's amazing.
Time Out magazine has rated the 49 coolest suburbs or neighbourhoods in the world. Richmond comes in at 10, Surry Hills at 19.
Well done.
And we think that's not enough. We think there are more great suburbs in Australia that need to get a mention.
Got a message here from Darren Thomas on Instagram. Cullen in Western Australia, he reckons, is great. The remote town has 30 tin horses strewn along the highway. So something unusual there for Cullen.
Fantastic.
And Peter Hansen on Instagram, Thomastown in Victoria. They have a place called Mixed Place, which is famous for its Nutella donuts. And it's shifted 4,000 donuts. Of course you do. Of course you do. Mixed Place.
It shifted 4,000 donuts personally to me. Have a look.
Oh, you can tell.
I should have a before and after shot for mixed donuts.
Yeah,
so many cool suburbs. What about you, Whitney? What's home for you? What would you like to throw in?
Well, obviously I'm going to go for Kyneton.
Kyneton, which is like it's kind of like a Victorian snow town. Is that fair to...
No, don't be silly. It's beautiful.
Snowtown.
It's
there's
in the
there's your coolest suburb.
Yeah.
Right down you.
So why? Recommend me why?
Yeah. I mean, we're a quirky little town. We have the Daffodil Festival, which I've mentioned to you before, the king and queen of the Daffodil Festival.
Didn't we try and lobby for you to be queen of the Daffodil Festival?
Yes, you have, and luckily for me, it's been cancelled the last 2 years due to COVID, so that hasn't got up. But everyone was on board for that, let me tell you.
You will be back. Make no mistake. James, suburb, please.
It's got to be my girlfriend's new suburb, Hawthorne.
Oh, my God. If they had the 49 most uncool suburbs in the world, Hawthorne would be in the top 10.
Just need to give a quick shout out to Matisse Wine Bar. They treated me lovely for...
it's not some sort of casual comments here. You're unbelievable, James.
And if you'd have just said... there's a place called Matisse Wine Bar. Can you name the suburb? Hawthorne?
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm talking about Richmond, which has 9 pubs, and you're flogging. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Oh, we had a lovely joint birthday there in the pre-COVID times.
So. Michaela, you got a suburb?
I'd have to be Berwick. That's where I grew up. It's really homely. It's so cute. I love Berwick.
No. Don't they make jams and things in Berwick? Can't you get like a Berwick?
It's farm life.
Right.
It's rural. Good Lord. Who should be? I think they were thinking of filming Farmer Wants a Wife in Berwick. Chris is on the line. Chris, suburb, please.
Moorabbin, guys.
It's in Melbourne.
Absolutely. Well, it's like having a little country town in the centre of suburbia, and it's got 3 of the most confusing roundabouts in the country, so if you're not from there, you can't get there.
I know one of them. It's like a figure-eight kind of thing, isn't it? It's like two roundabouts that are in the same roundabout. Am I right?
3 roundabouts altogether within 150 metres of each other.
Yeah, it's nutty. I have been out that way because one of my favourite pubs in the world, do you know your pubs? I can't remember the name.
I know my pubs.
It's the Castle or the... Wow, there's a good pub out there. Owned by an ex-Carlton footballer.
Okay.
Someone will ring in. Do it. Thanks, Chris. Well, Shane's on the line. Shane, what's the town?
It's Beveridge.
Beveridge.
Can be hot and cold.
Can be hot and cold. Well, of course. And being called Beveridge, you'd want to have a place for a pub. Has it got a pub?
Absolutely got a pub, and it's also got a golf course just for you, Mick.
Well, I could just... Why can't I quarantine there? Yeah. Why get everyone else out of Beveridge? Yeah. I'll go there and just quarantine. Good on you, Shane. Thanks for the call. Todd's on the line. Todd, name of the town, please.
Kurnell.
Kurnell.
Yeah, Botany Bay, where Captain Cook landed.
Yeah.
Did he? Well, that's why he dropped in at Kurnell and went, bugger this, I'm not leaving. Let's set up a
mate,
camp.
Loves it. You know, we've got the beautiful beaches here. We've got the national park. We've got the whale watching.
Are you allowed to harpoon the whales?
Can I go watch?
Is it a watching and harpooning? If I could go out, it's a missed opportunity, I think, in the
whale market. Yeah, you can go out and dive on one.
You could go plane watching in Kurnell. You're not far from the airport there. Watch the big, A380s come in. That's amazing.
Yeah,
Why would I do that?
Awesome.
You're going to ride the surf out there at the Bra Boys Point.
That's it.
I might do that. I might go and play on New South Wales golf course, which is that round close?
Just over the other side of the point.
Yeah,
we can see from here. Yeah.
That's where I'll be.
Right
on. Waving at you. Call me when a whale comes past and I'll nip over and harpoon it.
No harpooning whales.
I mean, it's a joke. Why would I, Dave?
Okay.
Jeez Louise. Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane Draft on its way for you there, Todd.
Rob, you be very careful here. This is my old alma mater. What are you suggesting?
Mornington.
Mornington or the Mornington Peninsula?
Mornington.
Right, all right.
Well, I'm a Mount Eliza boy myself. Well, when I say Mount Eliza, South Frankston.
Frankston about you at all.
Shut up, Dave. Oh. I played my football at Mount Eliza Football Club, but I was South Frankston, and I was a Frankston type, worked at the Pier Hotel. Do you know what I call Frankston? Gateway to Melbourne's Côte d'Azur. Because it is bloody good. Now, one of the pubs down in Mornington, Rob, is it Kirk's?
There's Kirk's, you've got the Grand, you've got the Mornington on Tannoy, but the best thing about it is...
Oh, the Tannoy pub? Jeez Louise, is he stabbing still a pass out? Okay. Or?
Yeah, I think they've upped their clientele a tad these days, Nick, but since you left.
And one of the Kirk's, I remember Kirk's before the Royal came, Kirk's was the local pub.
Right.
And then one day, you know what they did? And Kirk's, if you don't know, looks out over... the bay.
Port Phillip Bay,
Phillip Bay. It's right on the cliffs. It's quite picturesque.
Beautiful.
One day they came in and boarded up all the windows and covered them in black plastic. You know why?
Why?
Because they just got pokies and they weren't. You weren't allowed to look in through or out of a window.
Oh, my God.
So that was when I knew the world was going mad.
No good.
My favourite pub and bar in the world was boarded up and filled with pokies. That's when I went.
Awful. Terrible thing to happen.
Well done, everyone. You get the idea.
All right.
Cool suburbs abound. Thank you. When we come back, is it?
Yep, Paul Kalija.
Paul Kalija.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Friend of the show. It's been a bit, but it's great to be joined by Paul Kalija on the show right now. On
Congratulations,
Malloy.
Paul Kalija, who's got he's waving it at me as we speak, his vaccination certificate.
Oh,
you
well
must
done.
Be very proud.
Guys, I'm pretty chuffed, and my mum's very proud because it's the first certificate I've ever got in my whole life.
Oh, Paul.
So I failed my swimming one. I failed all the simple ones. I bombed out at the spelling bee. I know you're a model student and you've got heaps, I'd imagine, Mick.
Ducks of Humanities at the Peninsula School, but I don't like talking about it because girls can't handle smart and sexy.
Oh, I see.
You know how the teachers, well, they were desperate to give me a certificate. You know how they just make up categories to give the poor kids who couldn't earn one? You know, like most sharpened pencils or whatever. I still couldn't jag one.
What about that? In the era where everyone gets a prize, you still don't get a prize.
If only most often in the sick bay was a category, I might have nabbed one. But I actually thought I was destined to live my whole life without. I was even worried that I was going to fail my death certificate.
Have a look. You know, you falsify your birth certificate to get into pubs. You go, this is to keep you out of a cemetery. What's happened? Look, no, I'm already dead. Look, it says death certificate. That would be good.
He was faking it.
Hey, now listen, we can't let you go without giving us some latest wine news update. Of course, Paul, one half of the Wine Bluffs with Damien Callanan. And you love your wines. Well, have you got something for
us? I do love my wine. And I love my wine so much that I can't wait to get back out there and stay at a winery, because when you stay at a winery, you learn so much. And I need to go back to a winery to stay, because it'll help me forget about the last time I went with my girlfriend for a romantic weekend, and I flooded the room within 10 minutes of us being there.
Jeez, what happened?
you want to know how it happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
please.
You know what I'm like? I'm a hygiene phobe. So there was a spa in the middle of the room. So we're there 10 minutes. Okay. I've got to clean the spa.
Are you in a winery or a brothel?
I wonder why I was paying $300 an hour. But anyway, I got to clean the spa. I must have accidentally leant on the on button. And I don't know if you've ever accidentally turned a spa on when there's no water in there, but the jets just start shooting out water straight at my girlfriend, who's getting soaked. I've been there 10 minutes. She's getting soaked. By the time I worked out how to turn it off, there were 4 inches of water on the floor. And I mean, I was useless because remember I failed my swimming certificate from the earlier conversation. So there's about 10 towels in there. There's towels for the spa, there's towels for the bath. We've cleaned up all the water with the towels. We've rung reception going, can we get some more towels? They go, you've been there 10 minutes. There's 10 towels in there. What are you doing?
What is going on in room 303?
You're making a movie? What's happening?
Dear. Well, don't go back to the same winery. Go to a different one.
I think I will, because I don't want to be charged for the damage. But suffice to say, my girlfriend spent the rest of the trip in her pajamas because I ruined all her clothes that she had.
Ah, good times.
Starting to sound like it was a plan from the outset.
Yes. It didn't go well. Let's be honest. I'm surprised she's still with me. But, I always like to bring a bargain wine and something under $20.
Yep.
And that's especially for you, Dave, and for everyone else out there who likes.
On the budget, yep.
Now today I found an Italian white, and I like to recommend and encourage people to buy European whites. The soils over there are amazing, and the prices are great. So this is a white from Sicily. It's called a Grillo, spelt Grillo. If you can get a hold of an Italian
Guido.
White... That's a different white, Mick. I wouldn't recommend that.
That's a really sleazy grape. That's a grape that hits on women.
There's notes of chest hair and gold jewelry. But this is a Grillo. It's from Sicily. The maker is Colpasso. I'll put a pick up of this on my Insta.
Yeah,
Paulie Kalija, Paulie Kalija. And it's a beautiful, crisp. The white's over there. If you get hold of a Sicilian white like a Grillo or a Catacante, they are some of the best.
Okay, you can't say that fresh. On radio. I'm sorry, you cannot say that on radio. What is wrong with you?
Have you got seven delays?
Please thank
it's went to
Paul Paulie Collegia.
It's $13.99 at Dan's.
Got it.
All right, get hold of this Brio. They're great wines, and I recommend it with seafood. Goes well with seafood.
What, the C word?
No. A Calicante is a great thing.
Okay. You can't say it once, but not twice.
That's it.
Can't double down.
That's a yellow card, possibly a red. Get out.
Anyway, I recommend it with a crab
stick. Okay. It's Malloy. Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless, people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
It's going to be a beauty. Denise Scott will be on deck. She's about to become a grandmother. We'll get to the bottom of that. And her partner, John, has had a medical procedure.
Oh.
That...
I hope he's okay.
Well, I hope he is too. We'll find out more in just a moment. So much to get through. But let's start at the top with one of Dave's two segments.
Whisperer.
Yeah.
And you almost tried to nix this segment today, didn't you?
What are you talking about? We're running out of time. We had to get to the news. We had things to do.
May have pulled the wrong cord out of the desk.
Look,
what did
working
you do?
Remotely. Working remotely is throwing up a few challenges as we can't go into the office. So I've just had a few technical challenges, but that's okay. We're back on coast to coast. Away we go. Song Whisperer.
No. What? I like to rake over the coals of something that's gone horribly wrong.
What
I call an embarrassing.
You don't
stuffer.
Go back to what happened a minute
yes,
ago.
You
no,
do,
you do
mate.
Not, mate.
So what did you do? Were you just stabbing buttons randomly, or was it like a Homer Simpson, like brick on a
bit of
chain
column A, bit of column B, and I might have had a little whiskey in the home
Buzz
studio,
fireball,
so just
baby.
A little relaxed with my procedures. So I'm back on though, and I'm concentrating, and we're good to go with the Song Whisperer.
Well, you are doing it in your dressing gown, which I think is a bit amateurish.
Yeah, so. I should tie the dressing gown up too, shouldn't I?
Hey, what about us? So one of your two segments is your. Are you still doing your other one?
Dave's Corner, yeah. No, we'll be doing that as well. From episode home. 21, it'll be. Yeah, no, I've got the equipment for that, so that'll be going okay.
Great. And there's some stuff in there, some Kath and Kim.
It gets a run today. It's a bit close to home, this one, too. So, you want to check that out. All right.
But in the meantime, the hub around which the Malloy wheel revolves is, of course, the Song Whisperer. And can we have the synopsis, please?
Here it is. You can get involved. 133353. This song takes place somewhere in America. It features all the American symbols you can think of: movie star, football, religion, fashion, fast food.
Is it America from the movie Team America? America. This is patriotic. All rise.
I wish it was, but it's not. It's not Team America. All right, 1-3-3-5.
American Pie. American Pie.
Oh, you're just going to throw up a song, are you?
Watch it, it's a real earworm, that one.
Oh, mate, this will stick with you for the rest of the day. The great Don McLean, American Pie is not right, not American Pie. What are you doing?
Childish Gambino. This is America. Don't get you slipping now. This is a real feel good classic. Don't get you slipping
now. What an amazing
song.
Put it on
in the boudoir if you want to make it a bit romantic.
You're just throwing out American songs here. Childish Gambino, no, it is not this.
What about the greatest American hero? The theme music. You said America, Dave.
Yeah, look, it revolves around America. Is it the theme from Joey Scarbery to The Greatest American Hero? Believe it or not, I wish it was.
Is it,
no,
is it Kids in America?
Kim Wilde, of course.
Kim Wilde? Wow.
Yeah. Big hit from the... I always thought she was from America, talking about Kids in America, and then I realised she's British. So, is it Kim Wilde? Kids in America? No, it's not that one either.
Stop the clock.
What?
Just before we go, Glenn's got a breaking news announcement.
Oh, Glenn.
Glenn, are you there?
Hey, Glenn.
He's not there. He was going to tell me the name of the tavern in Moorabbin was Brycey's Tavern.
Oh, Brycey's Tavern.
I was taken there by Andy, who is the publican from the All Nations. We're in there 5 minutes, and we won on the Dogs.
Well played.
I'll never forget you, Brycey's Tavern. Where are we going? The phone. Shane's on the line. Shane, yes, what?
Have a guess, mate.
Afternoon, champion.
What are you thinking?
Jack and Diane.
Bye.
It's Americana, but it doesn't have America in the title. Oh,
yeah. Football.
Yeah, Jack's going to be a football star. Yeah, yeah, that kind of works. What else you got?
He uses the word ditty. Is that a thing?
Dizzy.
Yeah, ditty. Well, it's the best I've got.
Sucking on chili dogs outside Tasty Freeze. I mean, that works for the fast food. Oh, right. You're absolutely right, Shane. You nailed it, mate. A little ditty about you're Jack ripper. And Diane is it. And you win the Song Whisperer today, and we've got $100 worth of grilled dinner coming your way. Grilled burgers are natural, sustainable and healthy, and they're great for you as well.
And you're lucky you won it, Shane, because Dave did his best to stuff it up. Dave tried to wing it coming out of the blocks, tried to sabotage.
No rake over the
typical
coals,
Dave.
I can just
don't forget Dave's corner. That'll run smoothly.
Yeah, I know. Clown of the week this week. I'll get a good nomination for that. Don't worry about it. All right, coming up next, Denise Scott will join us.
Driving you home. This is Malloy.
Joining us right now is the great Denise Scott on the show.
Hello, Denise. Great to catch up with you. And so excited when I learn you're about to become a grandmother.
Oh, wow.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. Only a month to go.
Wow.
But I still can't believe it, Mick. Mm. You know, it's weird, isn't it? You can't believe that a baby is actually going to come out.
What I can't believe is that you're not a great grandmother because it just feels like you would have already crossed this bridge, but no.
And good afternoon to you in the morning. It's great to know that even in these hardest of times, you will still be awful too. You're treating me as though I'm 30 years older than you, Mick. I mean, yes, all right, I'm older than you, but please.
Boy or girl?
A boy. And we know, yes, so, and I'm making gifts, but I can't say in case my daughter, who is a visual artist, is listening to your show. Which is about as likely as, I don't know, me losing weight.
Well, that's hurtful, by the way, to both of us. What are you making? Because I know you knit and you sew.
I haven't got the stuff.
It's like a sweatshop around your house sometimes.
It is. As I might have said to you, but I've crocheted and three, not one, not two, but three blankets for a summer baby. Three blankets for a summer baby. I repeat, blankets for a baby.
You've gone mad in lockdown. Yeah. You really have. Crochet, I mean, that's a good stitch for a summer blanket because from memory, crochet has lots of holes in it. You wouldn't like crochet a pair of underpants, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
A bit roomy. It's a bit breezy. And I would have thought that would be perfect for your outdoor arrangement.
I think I have told you on this show because it's of so much interest. But when I was like 14, I knitted a pair of bathers.
Hang on, I'm just going to give you a cup of coffee, please. Come and see you to the studio. I'm going to settle in for this one.
I knitted one piece pair of bathers, true story, it's called rib stitch. Mm. One pearl, one plain, and a halter neck top. They were one piece, halter neck top.
Yeah.
You know, they looked quite good, really, till I went in the water, or specifically till I got out of the water. Because the crutch, you know, it started off in the normal place, was now around my knees.
Got a bit of a mud flap hanging out.
Thank you, Mark.
Like the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. All of a sudden, we've got like a macrame.
Hang on, Mick. You're forgetting the beginning of the story. I was 14.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, if it happened today, yes, your joke would be applicable.
But given the age of the girl involved, it's a bit creepy, isn't it? Yeah.
Really, it's very creepy. But then,
Hey, Denise, hang around. We've got a lot more to chat with you, including your husband, John, and your Zoom gigs as well. More with Denise Scott to join us right after this. Molloy on Triple M.
This is Molloy.
We are joined by one of our favourites, Denise Scott, on the show.
What I wanted to tell you was that I did a Zoom corporate gig. So, you know, for an engineering company last week. Because you can imagine engineers, who do we get? Get Denise Scott. He's going to talk about knitting, crochet, you know. But, no, I was doing the gig with Dave O'Neill.
He's a Zoom master. The two of you on Zoom, that's a heavyweight act. That's as good as it gets.
Heavyweight being the...
I meant that is top shelf blue chip is what I meant to say.
Well, because I was there because, you know, it was mostly blokes, but they had their partners, their wives there. Sure. And, of course, they were all at home having... Yep. It was their annual dinner for this engineering company. They're all in their houses, either in lockdown or in Perth. And Dave and I are doing this gig together, more or less, chatting as we are now. And you can see everyone in the gallery screen on Zoom. And Dave's talking, whatever he's going on about. And no doubt the chips he's eaten today.
I
see this young hipster sort of dude. Very, you know, very cool, and his girlfriend, they're all in the gallery, and I see him pick up his phone. So when Dave finished his bit, I said, well, Dave, you've lost Luke. You've lost Luke. He's on his phone. And I swear to God, Luke just about jumps out of his skin, you know, and says, oh, look, guys, come on. I'm just Googling who the hell you two are. Which he was. He had absolutely no idea.
Giggling in a good way or in a bad way? Like, I need to know this, or these guys are brilliant. Who are they?
We didn't get to the point of whether he was wondering if we were brilliant or not. But the fact he just had no idea. It was quite tragic. But then the very next day, I was went for a little picnic by the river, because, you know, in Melbourne we're allowed to go on a picnic now. What a nightmare. I've asked riders everywhere for me to get down on the ground and then I can't get back up because I'm so embarrassed. I don't want to get back up while other people are seeing me.
Could I suggest you crochet yourself a picnic? Would that be a good use for crochet?
It would be a wonderful use.
So paint the picture for me.
Well, so I'm on the banks of the Yarra River.
Hello.
On a slope. I've managed to sit down. I've managed to look as though I'm enjoying myself, even though I mean my body is in pain.
Yes.
And I'm recovering from the humiliation of it having to be Googled the night before by and these four men come along the walking track where I'm sitting, came in, who lost their minds, Mick, that I was there. Oh my God, it's Denise Scott.
Ooh.
And then they wouldn't go away.
I've heard gay men can be a nuisance at a picnic. They just start circling and then attack. So, well, that's good, great news. So you rediscovered your fame and you felt good and wanted and loved?
Yes, life's just a big circle, a big merry-go-round.
Were you with John at the picnic?
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
That would have looked like an ad for Ashley Madison for me. You know what I mean? You would have gone, what's going on here?
Yes, kind of and thing. All the names got leaked.
Got leaked? Wow, what a leak that was. I was reading out names live on air.
I bet you were.
A lot of very sheepish men around town that week, let me tell you. Some of them my friends.
Were you on it? Yeah.
Oh, look, you have to be in a relationship is the only rule. And I didn't qualify. Can you hang about? I've mentioned John.
No.
There's some big news.
No, I can't.
Please, I want to talk to you about John and a bit of a health update.
All right, more with Denise after this. This is Molloy.
Drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
We are joined by Denise Scott on the show right now.
We've been enjoying having you on the show today. I always ask about John. I'm surprised we haven't seen him lurch out from behind the piano or play a ukulele. So did he have a health issue recently?
Well, it was in between lockdowns, actually.
Yeah.
He came out to the kitchen and just said out of nowhere, "Guess what, Scotty? I'm going to have a colonoscopy tomorrow."
Ooh, okay.
I know. Like, talk about attention seeking. I'm like, God's sake. But, you know, he'd done the bowel screening kit thing. Yeah. Bit of an odd result. When you have a colonoscopy, you've got to take stuff called the day before. It's called PICO prep, which is to, quote, evacuate your bowels.
Oh, I see.
That's a polite way
of putting it.
Yes, very, you know, prepare to evacuate. All the little turds have put on their life jackets, getting ready to whiz down the slide.
Okay. Women and children turds first.
Yeah, which is exactly, you know, how the poo does come out after you've taken PICO prep.
Fascinating.
Yep.
So it is fascinating. So John, after he takes that, announces that he is going to go to work. Specifically, he's going to drive on the freeway for 45 minutes to a primary school to run a stilt walking workshop. And I said to him, maybe you shouldn't do that. And he said, why? And I said, because you've just taken stuff that evacuates your bowels. And he, in his Scotch College private school boy, I know better than everyone kind of way, went, don't worry, Scotty, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
To which, look, I swore, I'm not going to swear on radio, but I said, well, I hope you poo your pants, John. Except I didn't say poo, of course. Oh, no. And
that's a loving relationship.
Yes.
I know. Well, that's what John said. He said, I could have cancer. And that's all you've got to say. I hope you poo your pants at work today. And I said, well, it'll be a lesson in humility. He said, you are appalling. I said, you are atrocious. Then we're fine. Anyway, he's had the colonoscopy. Everything's fine.
For those who don't know, is a small camera inserted up the anus. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
I shot a pilot like that for Channel 7. I actually gave it to Channel 7. I said, look, I've got a new show. Would you like to have
a look? What John offered me. He offered me not the video of it, but I had to go pick him up in a taxi because I don't drive. So after it, and it's all clear. And he said, do you want to see the photos of my polyps?
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, no, we're in a taxi. You know, I might get around. I couldn't handle it.
Do you want to see a photo of my polyps? I love your dirty talk. I love the way you two really do let loose. When I get a colonoscopy, I'm going to have a 5-camera shoot. I'm going to have a catering van. I'm going to have hair and makeup. It's got to be shot in widescreen. And I will do like a director's commentary and we'll...
Well, I think all of Australia is waiting on tenterhooks for the release of that.
It'll be like a first date movie. You know, we've got to try out some action as we disappear up.
Okay, I think we're just about done, aren't we?
Oh, Mick, I think lockdown's got to you.
It has got to me. Can you pass away Mr. John when he gets off the stilts? That is the worst thing you could possibly do, though, I imagine. Having just received, people would have thought he's had a bad reaction to the colonoscopy. Oh, look at John. He has to walk in a funny fashion on stilts. Jeez, I'm not going to that doctor.
After, you know, all this had happened, I actually told that story on stage. John was in the audience. He loves stories about himself, loves it. And after the show, I heard him talking to this young woman who was in the audience. She was about 22, you know, young, innocent woman. I heard him saying to her, what Scotty didn't say was that when I went to do the workshop with the kids on stilts, I wore 2 pairs of underpants. Like, what the hell? What was that going to do for him?
Unfortunately, you'd crocheted them, so they weren't much help, I'm afraid. Anyway, I just hope that he met that doctor, like, not through Tinder, right? It was his, he went to an actual clinic.
He was authorised.
Good. All right. Hey, thank you, Denise, once again for cheering us up. Good luck. Hopefully we'll check in with you before you become a grandmama.
Nana. Nanny.
Nanny. What would you like me to call you? Because that's what I'm going to have to choose one. Hi, Nan. Hi, Nanny. Gran. Hi, Gran.
And, you know, I wish I was with you now so I could just slap your face. I know that's not cool.
Both cheeks, one on each cheek. And thank you. And then we'll do my face.
Okay. All right. Denise Scott joining us there. This is Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
And it's thanks to Ladbrokes, and you can Ladbroke at this spring carnival. Of course, gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Ladbroke it this weekend, people, with some of the finest racing anywhere in the world, right here, right now, in the big brown land.
You got it.
In Melbourne, the world-famous Caulfield Cup goes round, and now the richest race on turf at the moment in the world as we speak.
The Everest
is going to go Coco Bananas up Randwick side. How can you not?
Now, so the Caulfield Cup's generally like a litmus test for the Melbourne Cup as well.
It's one
isn't
of them,
so
Dave.
There's
it's one
you can
of
kind of keep your eye on what's going to happen down the track.
And down the track, people are now, it's been announced, there'll be people going to the Melbourne Cup. 10,000 people allowed.
Imagine.
That's going to be good for fashions on the field. Everyone's
really
wearing a mask.
Yeah, but it'll be good on the field because you'll have your Ladbrokes app as well, the newly updated, the fastest app in the world, on track with your Ladbrokes.
Well, you're an idiot or a giant dick if you go anywhere near a racetrack or even at home watching races without the greatest, fastest app ever developed. For racing, Ladbrokes bang have nutted it. They know what they're doing. They're the best in the business. They've got you covered. Whether you want a blended bet or a same race, a multi, you are in the hunt, and they will navigate you through these waters.
All right. Well, you got the 1,000 guineas tomorrow, don't forget. But then, this weekend, Caulfield, the Everest as well. Oh, there's so much racing going on, and there's none better than Ladbrokes. With the Ladbroke app available now, you can download it. If you've already got it, update your app that you've got. And Ladbroke at this spring carnival.
You've got to get involved, people. And there's been, racing has got us through, I reckon, some of the, it's continued and it's battled on and it's given us some great highlights. And this now is the zenith, the peak, the top of the racing calendar. They'll have to clear out the studios, maybe even clear out the commentary boxes. They had a, I play you an issue once when a, at a race meet, caller calling race, unexpected guest in the commentary box.
Third, the leaders back, Soho Aphrodite, one by one, as they go to the turn out of the straight. There's a possum in the box, can you believe it? I've never seen this in my life. Get rid of it, quickly. Oh, down the back straight they go, 700 left to run. And the leader, it was Lady Erica Lombo, shut the door. At the 400 metres, She's All Attitude, going great guns. As they run to the turn, She's All Attitude's in front. I know you think I'm joking, but I'm not. There was a possum in the box. At the turn, She's All Attitude leads. Miss Worthy Whitby is trying to close. They'll fight it out.
He could probably get odds on that.
Hello, possums.
Check your Ladbrokes app. Don't be an idiot. Yep. This is the best in the business. Get involved.
Ladbroke at this spring carnival. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Just about done for the day. Thanks so much for tuning in. We had Denise Scott, who's absolutely hilarious. She's so funny.
Covered a bit of ground with Denise.
Indeed. So the podcast, if you missed Denise, who's just been on the radio, the podcast will be up soon with the show and all your calls as well. So it's been great. Been a great show.
And while you're checking out our podcast, don't forget the talk of the town, Dave's Corner.
It's the spin-off.
Which is got some interesting discussion points today
about
your new pool.
I've got an update for you for the pool that I've been 12 months in the making. But there is an update, and I'm sure you'll be strapping yourselves into your podcast to check that out. Episode 21.
Is episode 21, you say?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're counting at about 30.
It's my podcast.
Feels about right.
Do you think I need to sort of separate and go rogue away from the Malloy juggernaut? I don't know.
Mate, good luck. What? Walk out that door and don't let the doorknob smash you in the arse.
Okay.
Because it'll be the last we see of you.
Episode 30 is only 9 away. Yes. We are done and done for the day. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joining... Oh, Glenn Robbins is on the show tomorrow.
Glennie.
Looking forward to a Wednesday, Malloy.
Oh, just a little hint about Dave's corner move.
Okay. All right. Well, Glenn will be on the show. And, Neroli. We'll check in with Neroli as well from Dubai.
Cool.
Should be huge. That's Wednesday's Malloy. Back to drive you home tomorrow on Triple M.
This has been the Malloy Tribe Show podcast. Putting a bet on with Ladbrokes is as fast as tap, tap, boom. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.